Carlo Alberto Brunner. On the Bottom of the Ghetto, Guido Brunner's Hero's Death.
Eventually all had gathered in the gently rolling hills of Pisa and resumed their normal lives. But while everybody was getting accustomed to this new place and new life, they were struck by the sudden news of the heroic death in battle of the eldest son in whom so much hope had been placed. Father is said to have exclaimed upon receiving the news, "So that's what they get, this nationalistic bunch, this mona de mio cognà, this idiot of a brother-in-law, and this Italian baby who has followed him." From then on, the couple stopped talking to each other. Everything they uttered was nothing but signals for practical purposes. Besides, for the rest of their lives, they would only wear black. The young man from the cavalry, whose usefulness had become very limited because the war was being waged in the trenches and in areas where horses were unable to gallop, joined the Sassari Brigade. This was a regionally recruited infantry brigade that was deployed in the hottest spots of the front line. Be that as it may, the soldiers, mostly shepherds, were to my heroic uncle's liking, and they got along well with each other. One day, in the course of the punitive expedition against Italy carried out at the command of General Konrad von Hötzendorf, one of the most inept butchers of the First World War, a terrible bombardment with heavy artillery was unleashed on the plateau of the Sette Comuni. It destroyed, while killing most of the soldiers, the machine guns of my uncle's detachment. At that, the youthful officer, drawing a sword, started a final, desperate, more or less suicidal attack with his bare weapon and with the exclamation, "To be victorious or to die here, viva l'Italia!" And he died, together with almost all of his soldiers, possibly ripped apart by one of the shrapnel bullets. The corpse was never found, having been likely buried in a subsequent bombardment. The officers orderly succeeded in retrieving what had been left at the base. The jacket, the cap, a book, Il Piacere by D'Annunzio, and a Bible in Hebrew, one of the seven languages he knew. Another victim was the old grandmother who suffered a stroke. She would live for two more years, partially paralyzed, and return to Trieste to die here and be buried next to her husband and her brother-in-law, the big donor. Eventually, at the country estate, the mayor, Trieste, the half-blood that had accompanied the heroic uncle during the initial stages of the war, also passed away in the wake of a leg fracture incurred after slipping. This, too, had a depressing effect on the mourning mother. She buried the horse and had a foot cut off and prepared, which now sits enthroned on my desk. Meanwhile, Babbo, the beard, the uncle from Friuli, the mona de mio cognà, the brother-in-law, had all the reasons to be pleased. He had been appointed senator of the Kingdom of Italy and was conferred the title of count. In Vienna, on the other hand, Guido's 18-year-old cousin joined the imperial army. If by happenstance date and time of day had coincided, then the two cousins would have had the opportunity to be simultaneously present on the battlefield to kill each other without hating each other.